Bava Metzia, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah is very similar to the previous Mishnah where two people came in holding a talis, except that here, both of them have claimed that they have found a behema, an animal that doesn't belong to anybody. Hayushnayim rochvin al gabe behema. Both of them come in riding an animal, which they maintain that they was hefker, didn't belong to anybody, and they had the right to take it and make it theirs, and they were kona it through riding it. Let's say one was riding the animal. They're not on the back of the animal together, but rather one is riding it, and one was leading the animal. Both are forms of property ownership, of taking possession. Each one of them maintains the whole animal belongs to them. This one should swear that he has nothing less than 50%. He should also swear that he has no less than 50% of Yachluk, and they divide it. Now, of course, just like the talus before, we don't actually have to divide the talus. We can sell it and divide the funds. Of course, with the animal, you'll definitely sell it and divide the funds. Bizman Shehem Modim. Now, this statement is going to refer back to both this Mishnah and the previous Mishnah. Bizman Shehem Modim. And in a situation where both parties who come in holding the thing are mode, they both agree that the other party has a claim that they have, that they say it happened simultaneously, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that there is such a possibility, and they actually maintain that's what happened. Oh, sheyesh lahan edim, or there are witnesses that come and testify that they picked it up at the same time. So these edim may be contradicting them, but they are, we believe the edim. So then cholkim belo shvua, they divide it without taking a shvua, without having to do the shvua. The shvua, as we mentioned in the previous mission, was only there as a takanas chachamim, as an institution from our sages to guarantee that people won't go grabbing other people's items. They'll have to take an oath. Here you don't need to take an oath since either they agree with each other or they're edim testifying to the facts. The Mefarshim explained that the reason we need to tell you this is because we would include a scenario where even where Beis Din has already paskened, already determined and decreed that they need to take a shvua, they need to take an oath. If this subsequent to that psak that they have to take an oath come along aid and witnesses, or they subsequently agree, there's no need to take that oath, and they can divide it without taking an oath.